The UK is divided over Brexit. Here in Australia, there does appear to be a widening gulf within the government over its climate policy. Michelle Grattan joins me in our Parliament House studio. Welcome back to Breakfast, Michelle.
Hi, Geraldine.
This is a very interesting development this week, with the Prime Minister stressing the need yesterday for unity as our firefighters struggle to contain blazes on a pretty wide scale. Do you judge that it is becoming harder for him to ignore the clamour for more decisive action, both within the electorate and in the coalition? Do you sense that is growing?
I think he's probably been taken aback somewhat by the strength of public feeling and the way opinion has turned against the government, the sort of blame game that started during this crisis, because at one level, of course, you've got the actual firefighting effort, but now the political debate about climate change has become very loud and very strong, and we are at a political level seeing some differences within the Liberal Party, and it's interesting that the pressure is now emerging from the left of the party, particularly the intervention by the New South Wales Environment Minister, Matt Dean, who was linking the fires very directly to climate change, but also saying that it's time not to end the climate wars, but to win the climate wars. In other words, that governments must step up more.
Yes, look, Sydney in particular has suffered a lot with the smoke, and I think it's been pretty bad in Canberra as well, as you were telling me. But there is a very strong mood among a lot of young Sydneysiders that they haven't seen or heard the Prime Minister on this. Some sort of saying, why didn't he do an address to the nation? I mean, I'm not saying this is necessarily rational, but it's a very strong sense, quite an agitated sense. Should he have been, in your judgment, more overt and apparent and sort of in the middle of it?
Certainly, as the time has gone on, I think the evidence is mounting that he should have been. I was interested in his remarks yesterday when he was trying to reassure people, and he mentioned especially that young people who'd not seen this smoke before, he went to them. Now, one would have thought rationally that in terms of danger to people, it would be older people with respiratory problems and illnesses and so on that would be facing the greatest danger and pressure, and that they would have been mentioned. But the fact that he talked about young people, I think, showed that he was picking up the political vibe on this.
And I notice you write in your column, the former Secretary Treasury, Ken Henry, said the political economy of late 2019 is looking a lot like late 2006, the political economy of climate change, which of course very much affected John Howard.
Well, that's right. There was a drought, and the climate change issue was coming to the fore in political debate. And we saw John Howard, who'd resisted an emissions trading scheme, the idea of that, shift in favour of it, and he ordered a study, and then he embraced the idea for the 2007 election. Now, we're not talking about an ETS anymore, but I think that the pragmatism of Howard is an interesting reflection in this situation, because Scott Morrison is nothing if not pragmatic. Now, I don't think we're going to see any immediate change of policy. I'm not suggesting that. But I do think it's an interesting question for the next year or two during this term as to whether he will make some shift in policy.
Yes, it will be very interesting. Thank you, Michelle, and it's been lovely to talk to you this year.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Michelle Grattan, the Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.